I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Good Tuesday. What the heck is a boxing apparatus? Is somebody going to be fighting in South Philly? The potty czar, Jim Kenney, has come up now with a boxing apparatus to be placed around the statue of Christopher Columbus. That's right, a boxing apparatus. We're waiting to see the apparatus. I always love the word apparatus as it's put into
play.
Sounds
like a dirty word.
Yes, it does. This old rope-a-dope, to quote Muhammad Ali, this rope-a-dope tactic, the city says it can remove the statue if it threatens public safety. So we have the mobs go after the statues. Then the city says, hey, we can't have that. We got to take it down. People don't like it. Threatens public safety. It's the very people that are doing it. By the way, so I don't forget in the heat of this, and Dan, keep your eye out. I didn't even tell you before I came on. I have a couple of tips that we may see the one saving grace when it comes to, there's no law and order in Philadelphia other than the cops trying. That would be U.S. Attorney McSwain. There are rumblings there that he may be ready to charge two or three people that were involved in all the nonsense a few weeks ago. I'm talking about the stuff of Antifa, you know, the police cruisers set on fire. Some of them might be in the suburbs. Now, you might say, well, doesn't Larry Krasner know about this? Well, you figure it out why it takes McSwain to potentially be doing that. If that happens during the show, you heard it here first. It may happen soon. That's the sense that I have. But with the statue, any reasonable person won yesterday in court, thanks to George Paquetta and thanks to just being on the right side of it, that now it goes to the Art Commission. Now, I don't have a lot of faith in the Art Commission, but if you're on the Art Commission, it would seem to me that you want public art. You don't want to be a censor. You don't want to be a hack. And I'm looking at most of the people on the Art Commission, and they are people that are artistes or architects or something like that. In what universe would they say, take down Columbus? That's going to be interesting. People will be able to comment publicly on this. I'm going to see, Dan, if I can get a slot to do that. And I have problems with this Art Commission apparatus because in the past, there have been some issues. I remember the Rocky statue was one. There were some unfortunate things said, to put it mildly. And it was around, again, people of Italian heritage. So we'll see how this plays out with the Art Commission. On what grounds would they say to take Columbus down? They don't like his hair or something? They don't like that. They're going to go into, well, it doesn't fit into the character of the park. We have to take Columbus down. So what reason could they possibly have? All right, a lot of cop stuff today coming up. President Trump is going to be introducing today some police, quote, reforms. He's being roundly criticized. I think they're appropriate as far as we know what's out there right now from President Trump, as far as the inklings we've gotten. And one of the biggest is to try to retain cops that are already on the force. Now, here's what the big picture is on this. You know, President Trump's going to put out some reforms today. You know how that stuff goes. Democrats and Republicans are both going back and forth over this. Joe Biden's response is going to be, this is not enough because there is systemic racism in police departments across the country. And heading into the election, that's what the issue is going to be. Now, I know, again, we made this point constantly. There are a lot of people riding high now thinking in this bubble, everybody in the world thinks every cop is racist or racism is at the heart of police departments. I would take that bet. I would take that bet by the time we get to November. I'll take that bet. That is the losing hand. That is the loser. No matter what people say, no matter how frightened some corporations are now, that hand saying police department, systemic racism, you got to get rid of them, defund, diminish, do whatever. That, I think, is the losing hand. All right, let's break down now. Let me put my Rutgers Law School hat on and break down this Supreme Court case. Neil Gorsuch, let me talk about the world of real politics. So here, as I see it in this, Alito had the upper hand. Now, I don't want to see, and I don't think any reasonable person wants to see people that are gay fired simply because that or discriminated against, however you want to put it. A couple of things happened here with Gorsuch's decision. Here are three, and I'd love to hear from you. One, this is a very big decision. Alito makes the point, one, this does not allow, you're going to see this, any room for religious institutions who are religiously seeing homosexual behavior as sinful. Do they have a right to express that anymore in America? Alito making the case, if you go with Gorsuch, it's going to result in saying, no, they do not. Okay? They don't. Second big thing coming out of this is the transgender part of it. And that's even a more difficult thing. And the fear is this is going to morph into all these battles we've seen, sometimes in schools, sometimes other places, about bathrooms, athletic competition. Here's the biggest of all, though. The question you have to ask, and I know it's an uncomfortable question. I've told you, despite the battle of getting Kavanaugh on the court, I am uncomfortable with Kavanaugh. As far as being, look, I'll put my cards on the table. I want the brightest people, but I want reliable people that they are going to counter what progressive elements are doing. You do not see progressives on the court in any big Supreme Court decision ever, ever stray from their position of why they were put on the court. Think Sotomayor? Think Ginsburg. Do they ever stray from that? But we've seen George W. Bush blow it with John Roberts, who not only is a Supreme Court judge and a relatively young one, but he is the chief judge of the Supreme Court. We've seen other, including Ronald Reagan, miss on people. Republicans have had the upper hand with Supreme Court picks, and yet they routinely miss. By that I mean they are not consistently originalist. They are not consistently conservative. And elections, sadly, in large part, are about who's going to put somebody on the Supreme Court. So did President Trump miss with Gorsuch, who wrote this opinion? A piece today in the New York Post puts it pretty bluntly. This is the Roe v. Wade of religious liberty. Now, you know what the problem was with Roe v. Wade, however you feel about abortion. It was created, the zone of privacy, out of whole cloth, meaning, you know, it was made up. It's not a legal thing. They thought it was time abortion ought to be allowed, so that's what they came up with. We saw it with Justice Kennedy, who thought it was time, and he actually said that, for same-sex marriage. So it's not legal principles. It's more societal. So here Gorsuch thinks it's time, and I said at the beginning, I think the instincts of people to say, if you're gay, you know, we don't want to discriminate in the workplace. But what about religious groups who have a religious underpinning? Do they have to get dragged into this? So why do Republicans continuously miss is the argument that's out there. I have a lot of doubts about Kavanaugh over the years. I really do. And this Federalist Society, they gave President Trump the 25 names, and they say these are highest caliber. Pick one of these and you'll have what you want. Is that true, or do we continually miss? Well, the guy writing in today's New York Post, who is a syndicated columnist, former federal court of appeals law clerk, says, yep, that what we're seeing here is the bankruptcy of the conservative legal movement. The conservative legal movement, Federalist Society, have failed conservatism. No avoiding that conclusion. Not when the blow is delivered from the guy that was vetted by them, Neil Gorsuch. You're not going to see the other side do this. Roberts is already way up. Roberts voted along with Gorsuch. This was a 6-3, not even a 5-4. It was Alito, Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas. You can count on Alito. You can count on Clarence Thomas. After that, they sometimes have difficulty of mustering the 5 votes here on the Supreme Court. So are they right that they're just saying, well, it's time. America's ready to say you can't discriminate against gay people in the workplace. Okay. But isn't that a matter for Congress? That would be one argument to do that. Why doesn't Congress pass laws? Here's what they did. They took a protected class, sex, and said that homosexuality is rooted in sex, just like heterosexuality, and transgendered issues, same thing, so they qualify. That's not what the statute says. That's not what it does. Okay, so this is more of, it's a time issue, but there are repercussions. The bigger issue is, God, they don't miss on theirs. They pick people who reliably show up. You don't even know how they're going to, every single time, on any major issue. Why is that Republicans miss? Well, George W. Bush, because he was a clown when it came to, I'll say it. Did we miss on Gorsuch, Kavanaugh? That's what the fear is today. After all that, getting Kavanaugh over the hump. God. All right, so we got that going on. We got some special guests popping in for a bit today. My eye is what's going on in the statue down there in South Philly. Jim Kelly, our producer here, called me yesterday. Oh, Rush is talking about the guys in South Philly. So that's good. It's out there nationally that somebody has stood their ground, and for now, they won. Now, Kenny is not going to give up easily, though, so there'll be more on that. Great side question, though, suggested by Dan, and I have to admit a human flaw, and you may notice it, Dan, when I give mine. We're asking today for the Dom Time 2020 calendar. Just give us a celebrity, and it's all in your story, how you tell it, the whole thing, that both the first and last name are single syllables. One syllable, first and last name. So I have the greatest football player ever in my mind. That's Jim Brown, not Tom Brady. Jim Brown was better. That, obviously, one syllable. How about Tim Allen?
I think Allen's good. Two syllables.
That, I knew I was going to.
What's with you and Sarah? Weren't you an English teacher?
Yes, but here's the thing. I told you I routinely, in spelling tests and spelling bees, won. Just give me right. Yeah, no problem. But then the archdiocese or the eighth grade, whatever, would always have breaking into syllables. And I am just brutal. And how many syllables is that word? 42? I'll admit it. It's a human flaw. So maybe Tim Allen is out.
Seems like such an odd thing to have a flaw. I got something for you, Don. Might help you out. Might help our listeners, too.
Okay.
Build your brain. Build your body. Learn about syllables, everybody.
Syllables
are really parts of a word.
Syllables
are like a beat that can be heard. Look, listen, and move with me. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Syllables.
Always have a vowel.
Clap your hands to these one-syllable words. Cat. Dog.
You got the point?
Yeah. One. Why wasn't I given this information before the show? How embarrassing. The research department fell down again. DJ should have been involved in this. Shirt. I'll have to call him after the show. All right.
Shoes.
So I have Jim Brown, though. I'm sticking with that one. Brown doesn't have two syllables. I heard that every syllable would
Tom
have
Tom Brady
to have...
does, too, though. There's two syllables in Brady.
Yeah. Every would have to have a vowel. That's right.
I'm going to take one of our favorites off the board, Dom.
Okay.
I love this guy. I think he's fantastic. Mike Rowe.
Ah, yes. Rowe doesn't have two syllables, you're sure.
I'm positive, Dom.
Row.
Are you serious?
I may have to call Row in on this.
Is this how the show's going to be all day today? Where we're
well, I told you this is a weakness. You know, some of us are able to admit our flaws and try to correct them. I have to listen to that song. So, hit us with at the end of your call, your celebrity, one that you like, hopefully, one that comes to mind. Both have to be one syllable. I'll let Dan be the judge. Ro now is very, very good on this. She's in the next room. I may have to call her in. All right, so 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need to have you do is just push pound 1210. So we're watching what develops with the statue in South Philly. The Supreme Court case, though, is very troubling, not initially. You know, the headline, no discrimination against people that are gay. Okay. Where's the legal underpinning? How did they get there? And when you go the route they did, let me put it to you this way. It then, there's no religious liberty on this. It opens up the transgender issues big time. You know, and I may be silly. I get everybody upset over the bathroom. I just am such into competition. I just feel for those girls in Connecticut, top flight athletes that have to face these two guys that are jerks running against them constantly and telling them they ought to practice more. Stuff like that just appalls me. So what the heck happened with Gorsuch? It wasn't just he voted for it. He was the architect of this legal theory yesterday. Wow. I love to change the All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. All right, I want to play you one bit of sound here. By the way, May retail sales up 17.7%, biggest monthly jump ever. Now, I know you could say, wow, we're in a lockdown. What do you expect? Or you could say, yeah, but even taking that into account. So the June numbers, the employment numbers, unemployment numbers in June. We get that the first Friday in July. What would that be? July 3rd? Right before 4th of July? That's going to be big. If you see another point jump, meaning unemployment goes down by another point, going to be a big moment. So this retail sales stuff is very good news. All right. And I think Americans are not going to trust Joe Biden with the economy over President Trump. But here is Angela Rye yesterday. I believe she's legal in some capacity. Every time I see her on the nightly show, it's bad. I don't think this was on the morning show.
My volume goes up whenever she comes on.
Yeah, it is. And that CNN brings her on is irresponsible, particularly that she's a lawyer. So in the middle of this, I'm predicting tomorrow, the Fulton County attorney, he's giving all kinds of tips, is going to charge this cop with some degree of murder slash manslaughter, probably murder. I don't know, you know, Georgia, what the state law is, what third degree is. We saw that with Minnesota, the back and forth. And that will be outrageous. And he won't be convicted of that. He will not. Because as much as you can say in this case, there are all kinds of issues, particularly with the guy in question who set this off by falling asleep while drunk, allegedly, in a Wendy's drive-thru, that you can't even imagine this. This guy's not going to be convicted of anything close to murder. But I think the Fulton County guy is going to charge something like that simply because of the unrelenting pressure around this. And I'm looking at stories out there today. The police ranks, the number of cops that are dropping out is just unbelievable. And I was waiting and, trying to be fair with this, and it now appears that the NYPD is saying that they believe that three cops who were poisoned by bleach, that it was a mistake at a fast food place in New York. They were on dinner time duty, whatever, all three. They were cleaning out the machine, and they apparently cleaned it out inappropriately. They do not believe at this point that this what is it? The name of it here. The Shake Shack, which is a rising corporation, that it was intentional. Three of them, though, were poisoned with bleach. But even they say, and I'm going to say, this is the type of thing that is one of our greatest fears. And anybody that does stuff like this, any kind of spitting in it or whatever, I want them charged to the fullest extent of the law possible. I don't care what any excuse that, you know, and anybody that refuses to serve has to be charged with discrimination. There's a guy in Philadelphia doing this right now. Nobody's interested in that. He's got a steak shop. His name is Poe. He won't serve cops in uniform. I don't know about military. Something's got to be done. So as soon as you see this, you think, you know what? Yeah, I believe that's possible. We've seen enough instances of this. All right, so here's this Angela Rye. Listen to this excuse. Why she believes the man who set this off by falling asleep, then drunk apparently, sobriety test, resisting arrest, next up grabbing taser, next step pointing the taser at a cop. Now, you know what I said yesterday, too. There could have been another outcome here. I get it. This is where the dicey area comes in with the taser being a deadly weapon or not. There were other cops on the scene. But I have to say, reading carefully, under Atlanta, under Georgia state law, under the rules of engagement, this cop didn't do anything technically wrong. How are you going to charge him with murder? Well, because the prosecutor there, I predict, doesn't care. He's just looking at the politics of it. So is Ms. Rye. Listen to this. This is as irresponsible that this wasn't challenged as just about anything you can hear on cable TV.
This is a bridge too far. It is time for not just massive reform or de-escalation. That's the wrong D, Jim. It's time to talk about defunding in a real way. We have to reimagine safer communities. We are not safe. We are not.
Angela, we hear your passion. I mean, we understand everything that has happened, that it seems like a sea change in the past 3 weeks, but that people like you and so many of our guests feel have been going on for so many years and falling on deaf ears for so many decades, centuries. But at the same time, Chief, I don't want to paint with so broad a brushstroke that we see this case as exactly the same as George Floyd. George Floyd was in handcuffs. He was on the ground. He was under an officer's knee for almost 9 minutes. In this case, there was a potentially dangerous crime. He was drunk driving. And I guess what I see...
He was parking, Allison, that's not fair. That man was asleep in a car parking lot. He ran and he realized that his life was at risk. That is why he took that taser. He was trying to fight back because every time we don't fight back, we die. And I don't want to take away the chief's time, but please don't paint it that way. That is not fair.
Angela, he was in, I mean, let's just be clear about the facts. He was in a drive-through lane, so cars were having to go around him. So he didn't just go to a parking lot and fall asleep, because nobody would have called the police if that had happened.
All right. Well, that's not even the main point there, Allison. The main point is what this woman is egging on, what she's putting out there is resist arrest. You have a better chance that way than you do surrendering when someone's going to arrest you. That is outrageous. This is the type of stuff that creates even more of a climate that ends up with more confrontations and more difficulty. So people can look at this with the cop and say, all right, in a different scenario, he didn't have to shoot there. You can make that argument. I don't think that's out of bounds. Did he have the right to do it? That's clear that he did. And as far as the suspect in this case that she's egging on, well, he knew they would kill him anyhow, or he suspected that could happen. That means he can resist, take the taser, and flee. Wow. And that doesn't get challenged. All she challenged him on was, come on, he was drunk. He's in a drive-thru lane at a Wendy's. There are people out there arguing, well, why didn't they just let him walk to his sister's house? My God, it's just endless. If anything happens after that, you can imagine what would happen to the cops in this situation. So they follow the law, they follow procedure, and still we hear this sort of commentary. Now, she's on network, she's on frequently, and that argument should be challenged No, we're not going to say that your life is at risk in every situation here. So the better thing to do is to resist arrest, fight back, take whatever you can, flee if you have to. Where is that going to go? 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, side question of the day. Just hit us with that celebrity. One syllable first name and one syllable last name. I may not be the judge too much on that. I will be by the end. We'll send you the Dom Time 2020 calendar. We'll get that going on. And don't forget to check out our interview with Dan Crenshaw. I'm getting still a lot of emails from last Thursday, our virtual interview with him, his book. It's up on the station Facebook page. It's just Facebook/1210WPHT. Dan saw this morning, and I emailed him back. Yeah, the great minds think alike. I had clipped it already that in New York, de Blasio's people, Dan, are telling all those contact tracers, you know, we're going to need an army of them, Joe Biden says. Hey, don't ask questions about somebody who's positive. Were you at any of the protests? Tell us about the protests. Where were you? What protest? We have to contact people, right? They're actually having contact tracers. Don't do that. Don't get to the bottom of this. And here in Philadelphia, they're putting out directives saying, hey, it's been a couple weeks of protest. We don't see any uptick in the coronavirus. Really? So all it's got to be one of two things. The protest, the virus isn't saying, oh, it's a protest. I'll take the day off. Which one is it? Now, Trump is going to be made responsible, though, with this rally. Anything to stop those rallies. They hate the rally. And yet, the protest and all these people pushing together and all the back and forth with police and the rest of it, that's all fine. They're not finding anything. And de Blasio does not want to find it. The contact tracers there, reports and a couple of publications today say they're not going to ask about, did you attend these protests? Were you part of it? How would you be able to contact trace that too from protests? Can you imagine? So again,
should be the first question, right?
Yes, this should be the first question right now, ought to be the first question. And the White House is under fire because they think travel back and forth with Mexico, where they really have had a resurgence, to states that have, in North Carolina, Hispanic population, hard hit by this, and that's being called xenophobic, you know, the whole deal again. They don't want to get to the bottom of it. They want to pretend there's nothing wrong with these protests. What's wrong with them is many times they've resulted in violence. People are not social distancing. They're not all wearing masks. It's not humanly possible to do all this stuff. It's ridiculous to say that. So then they go to plan B. Well, the thing is so important, the vision, you have to risk that. Well, what are we risking? We're not going to say that. Now, our buddy was doing the Today Show. I don't call him the king of New Jersey. He's just a prince of New Jersey. Here, this will be cut 10. Here's our buddy, Wrong Way Murphy. He's on the boardwalk, I believe, in Asbury Park because he's had to squash them from opening up. And he's on the Today Show. And a man walks by heckling him for his double standard on the protest versus the other protest and the other lockdowns that he's engaged in.
You had to go to court, actually, a fight with Asbury Park. The local town wanted to have indoor dining restaurants starting last weekend. In the end, you won in court, but the larger battle is going on literally as we speak. There are business owners who are enraged that this reopening hasn't happened sooner.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you mentioned this. We were the second hardest hit state in America, over 12,600 fatalities. The virus indoors is far more lethal than when it's outdoors. So we got to be very careful about opening up things that are inside, lack of ventilation, close proximity. We'll get there. There's no question we'll get there. We're just not ready yet.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if people can hear it. We have a heckler who's yelling about this very thing. I mean, this rage that people feel about businesses not being opened fast enough, it's real. Why aren't you moving more quickly? You know, a lot of business owners say it's kind of arbitrary. Why can I walk to Home Depot and with 100 people, but I can't go have a meal?
Yeah, I mean, this guy deserves to say what he wants to say, but honestly, overwhelmingly, the majority of folks get it.
You know, Dan, did you hear that as the answer, though? Oh, my God, this guy. I don't know if she followed up, Dan. Was there any more? We don't know. Okay. She didn't drill down. When he says that, here's what he said. It's like what he told Tucker Carlson, above my pay grade. He said, well, the majority of people support me in this. He didn't argue the policy, the logic of it. I don't care. We could line up moron after moron and say, oh, we support this. That doesn't matter. Is it logical? What she asked him. Well, how come you can do this, but you can't do that? He can't answer it. There's no science there. So he reverts to, well, look at my popularity numbers. That must mean that people like what I'm doing. Does that mean it's rational, though? I don't know if they asked him, well, even more, how come you're in the protest, you weren't social distancing, you're carrying a banner forever there, and yet you diminished and tried to put in jail other people who protest your lockdown? Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Love to hear from you. We got a lot of stuff. Boy, you know, the Today Show person asked a decent question there, but it's all in the follow-up with a guy like Murphy. It's just amazing. You got to follow up and say, I didn't ask you about approval. I want to know, in a word I love, maybe too much, the metrics of this. How is going to this different than doing this? They cannot answer that. It's ludicrous. It's just all personal convenience and God knows what. And I pledge to you, Dan, and I pledge it to you too. I was in touch with our attorney friend, and we'll be in touch with him more today, that has that federal lawsuit with the swimming pool guy, you know, with that locked box of Wolf, the website, okay? And what went on there and who got all these things. I don't care if it takes eons. I'm going to get to the bottom of that. I'm going to get to the bottom of the nonsense of this. Somebody's got to do it. I think there's a journalistic prize there just to write up what Wolfman Hack and the other minions were doing there on that website. You can go. You're a winner. You're a loser. And Murphy, it's the same thing in New Jersey. There's no logic to this. It's all personal vibe of some sort, or it's politically connected. That's what's driving it. So it was a good question. Follow up with it. Well, what do you mean? It's not based upon what the Karens of New Jersey say, whether they approve or not. It's supposed to be based on the science. Let me go to Lori in Jersey and Ringo's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lori, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. So I'm figuring from listening to you that what I need to move around freely, which is one of my, I don't know which amendment it is, one of my constitutional rights, is I need to carry a Black Lives Matter sign. If I can't go to church. I still can't go to my church. But if I take my Black Lives Matter sign there, I can probably go to church and nobody will give me a hard time.
Well, look, I hear you, Lori. You're onto something in this regard, in that when that's put up, it's been a very skillful job by the media and Black Lives Matter. We're not supposed to know behind that some of the radical policies they've been involved in and what they stand for. If you oppose that, then it appears you're opposing the sentiment of that. Wawa's involved with this now, where a guy wore a Black Lives Matter face protector. They told him he couldn't do it because maybe some people might be offended and other people don't wear pro-life or whatever. And this has resulted in Wawa being under a lot of pressure now, even though I think what they've said as an employer was accurate.
Right. So what you can do is contingent on what you say. Your ability, whatever the amendment is, to move around the country freely across state lines, whatever, it's contingent on how you exercise your First Amendment right, your right to free speech. I don't think those things are supposed to be linked in the Constitution, are they?
No, you're right. These protests of people like that guy who's probably desperate, they're diminished by guys like Murphy saying people just want to go and get a haircut and nail salon. Yet, when it comes to the protest, all caution is thrown out, and we now know in New York They're telling the contact tracers, don't ask about the protests. My God. I mean, how much more hypocritical can we get?
Yeah, what is the point of contact tracing then? There really is no point of it if they're not going to do their job. That's part of the job. It's not judging where they went. I'll judge where they went.
They don't want the answer because then they'd have to take a position on the protests, and they know that's political death. Who's your celebrity? One syllable celebrity, Laurie.
Okay, it's two brothers. The brothers Lee, so Bruce Lee and Spike Lee. Joke.
All right, Bruce Lee and Spike Lee.
That's a great one.
That's a great one. Yeah. That's a duo there. All right, then we put you down for that. That's very good. Yeah, the Lee brothers. All right. Yeah, I feel for Wawa. Wawa is just unbelievable, tremendous. I love Wawa up and down the line. That's why I have a few Dan with Concha Hawkins still going on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.